Good to see Carney Catholic and McCook kind of hook up again. I think it's been a little time, but always we've had some good games in the past. And how about your start of the season? I know with the game last night, it's early still, but you feel like your kids are playing pretty good early in the season.
Yeah, have a brand new group of kids, so our kids are still going through things and learning. Got nipped by Holdridge in overtime there, and then St. Pat's took it to us pretty good. And then the last two games, been pretty pleased defensively, and then offensively, we're still coming around. So as long as we keep at it on the defensive end and look to improve on the offensive end, we'll be okay.
Nice win against Ravenna just the other night, or last night, and kind of a low-scoring game, but a defensive type of game in that one.
Yeah, that's kind of different than last year with the group of kids we have. We're going to probably have to slow the pace down a little bit and buy in on the defensive end and try to keep the game in the 30s and 40s the best as we can. And I was pleased how we did that last night. We had some opportunities at the basket, especially early in the game, that we didn't finish last night that would have got us out of the 30s and maybe even to the 50s that we got to finish.
Is this a group that kind of new varsity kids? They not a lot of varsity experience from last year?
Yeah, last year we had 8 seniors and 6 of them played. This year we have 4 seniors, and one of them was probably our 8th guy last year that probably saw 4 or 5 minutes a game. So we're breaking in a whole new starting 5, so that's been kind of a different experience because the kids that graduated last year played a lot as freshmen and sophomores. So these guys have probably been sitting on the bench saying, "Hey, coach, I think I can do that too. Can I get an opportunity?" So now they're getting their opportunity this year.
Could you throw some names out, coach? Who's really been playing well for you early in the season?
Yeah, Landon Adeel, he's a guard for us. He can drive it to the basket a little bit and shoot it pretty well. I think he had 23 against Ord and 16 last night against Ravenna. And then after that, we're kind of scoring by committee by night. Quentin Hoagland's our big man senior. Still looking for him to finish at the basket a little bit better. Owen Axman is a guard slasher for us. He's a sophomore. I think he's been double digits one night. And then we have Carson Murphy and Brant Christner, junior guards for us, and they do a good job of getting to the basket, and then they're not afraid to take an open shot.
It's a good group, you know, kind of just, it's going to take a little bit of time to gel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time to gel and just get used to that varsity speed. I know I thought we played some really well JV games at the end of the year against some of our better competition, like an Adams Central and a Lincoln Christian, some of the teams that we see at the end of the year, and they did a good job. But we also got to remember, well, we're playing a lot of juniors in JV. The other team, probably juniors, are playing some varsity too.
Coach Ima says that your family and his family kind of know each other from the years, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I remember that my dad worked in Belgrade, Nebraska, and Coach Imus' grandpa would always grade the roads. My dad was a hired hand for a farmer, so we know there. And his dad and my dad are pretty good friends. His dad worked at Catons International and Albion there and work on tractors and stuff and work with my dad. And I remember Coach Imus and I teamed up and umpired some baseball when we were just out of high school. So, yep, we know each other.
Good games down the line, Coach. I know you got a Christmas, after Christmas tournament, the Amherst tournament. That'll be a good one to go to.
Yeah, that'll be a tough one. I think we ended up getting matched up with Amherst, and I think they're number 2 rated in C2. York's on the other side of that one, and they brought back a bunch of guys, and I think they can be one of the better teams in Class B. And then a conference rival, Hastings St. Cecilia's in there. So after Christmas there, we got to make sure we're ready to go.
And I know down the line with your conference tournament, that's going to be a humdinger of a tournament again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, the Centennial Conference, I think that's made us a better program moving from the Loop Plat to the Centennial, because when you play those games, they're going to be physical and they're going to be well coached. So I think on the top teams I've seen on that, Omaha Concordia has some really nice wins early on. And then Boys Town, I think, is going to start to gel here pretty good from what I saw in the summer from them. They look pretty good. So a night-in, night-out basis in the Centennial Conference, you better be ready to play.